This is PodTech News. It's Thursday, July 20th. I'm Catherine Giraudeau. It's that special time of year when companies announce their second quarter earnings. Google CEO Eric Schmidt announced his company's Q2 earnings results in a webcast today.
We're very, very happy with having such a strong quarter in a seasonally weak period for us. And it looks like our model continues to work extremely well. Our focus on innovation, it's another good day and good quarter for Google.
In its second quarter earnings press release, Google reported revenues of $2.46 billion for the quarter ended June 30, 2006, an increase of 77% compared to second quarter 2005, and an increase of 9% compared to the first quarter of 2006. PodTech News brings you an excerpt from Google's second quarter earnings results webcast.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Google Inc. conference call. This call is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the call over to Ms. Kim Jabal, Director of Investor Relations. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our second quarter 2006 earnings call. On the call with us today are Eric Schmidt, Chief Executive Officer, George Reyes, Chief Financial Officer, Larry Page, Founder and President of Products, Sergey Brin, Founder and President of Technology, Omid Kordestani, Senior Vice President of Global Sales and Operations, and Salar Kamangar, Vice President of Product Management. Eric, George, Larry, and Sergey will provide some thoughts on the quarter, and then we'll have Omid and Salar join us for your questions. Jonathan is not available to join us this quarter. Since we received such positive feedback on the format, we will try to keep prepared remarks to a minimum and allow more time for questions. This call is being webcast from our Investor Relations website. Additionally, our press release issued a few minutes ago is now posted on the website. A replay of the call will be available within a few hours. Some of the comments we will make today are forward-looking, including statements regarding future product innovations, the prospects for growth in online advertising, traffic, and users, the seasonality of our business, the growth of our operating and capital expenditures, possible future compression in our margins, capital expenditures reducing our operating costs, our hiring patterns, our expected tax rate for 2006, and expected benefits from ad quality initiatives. These statements involve a number of risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those anticipated by these forward-looking statements. These risks and uncertainties include a variety of factors, some of which are beyond our control. These forward-looking statements speak as of today, and you should not rely on them as representing our views in the future, and we will undertake no obligation to update these statements after this call. Please refer to our SEC filings, including our report on Form 10-K for the quarter ended March 31, 2006, as well as our earnings release posted a few minutes ago on our website for a more detailed description of the risk factors that may affect our results. Copies of these documents may be obtained from the SEC or by visiting the Investor Relations section of our website. Also, please note that certain financial measures we use on this call, such as EPS, net income, operating margin, operating income, and free cash flow, will be expressed on a non-GAAP basis and have been adjusted to exclude charges related to stock-based compensation, or SBC, and a one-time gain from the sale of our investment in Baidu, and the related tax effects of these items. We also report our GAAP results as well as provide non-GAAP results on a supplemental basis in our earnings release. Reconciliations of all non-GAAP financial measures to GAAP financial measures are also included in the earnings release, which may be obtained by visiting the Investor Relations section of our website. And with that, I'll turn it over to Eric.
We're very, very happy with having such a strong quarter in a seasonally weak period for us. And it looks like our model continues to work extremely well. Our focus on innovation, it's another good day and good quarter for Google. When I look at why this is happening, I see the evolution of our strategy in front of us over and over again. We start with one thing, we learn, we iterate, and that's the hallmark of how Google operates. Today, we are going to talk a little bit about some of the new products, which are coming at a fast and furious rate. I'd also like to emphasize the role of partnerships. And in your questions and comments, let's explore a little bit how the partnerships that we're developing, not just the ad partnerships, which have been studied for many years, AOL, AskJeeves, those sorts of things, but a lot of the new partnerships. You can see how we're behaving with partnerships when you see the tremendously important Dell deal, Adobe deal, others coming. And we're learning how to operate, learning how to build a stronger ecosystem. The strength of that ecosystem is central to our strategy because we can't do it alone. We benefit by having the reach, impact, financials, and frankly help from the partnerships, not just even the ones I named, but in content, in distribution, and in access. all of which are announced, with many, many more coming. So with that, perhaps the best thing to do is to turn it right over to George to hear how did the quarter go, George?
Thanks, Eric. Well, Q2 was another strong quarter in which we experienced robust revenue growth and made important investments while continuing to grow our operating income. Revenue was nearly $2.5 billion, representing growth of 77% over Q2 of last year and 9% over Q1. Google.com revenue was $1.4 billion, an increase of 94% over last year and 10% sequentially. Despite expected summer seasonality, growth in both traffic and monetization contributed to our performance this quarter. Ongoing initiatives to improve the quality of our ads were a significant driver of increased monetization, along with continued healthy growth in our advertiser base. AdSense revenue grew 58% over last year and 7% sequentially. Many of our AdSense research partners showed solid gains in monetization this quarter, while the continued expansion of our publisher base and increases in overall traffic drove growth in AdSense for content. Revenue from the U.S. was $1.4 billion, or 58% of revenue. U.S. revenue increased 8% sequentially. International revenue was $1 billion, or 42% of revenue, and increased 11% sequentially. Europe continues to drive most of our growth outside the United States, with the U.K. at 15% of revenue, or $370 million, up 8% sequentially. Germany continues to be our second strong market in Europe, but our investments in smaller markets are paying off, and we saw double-digit growth in many countries, including Spain, Italy, Israel, Finland, Norway, and Poland. Outside of Europe, emerging markets in Asia and Latin America still represent a relatively small percentage of our total revenues, but continue to show strong revenue growth as we increase our hiring and investments in these regions. Traffic growth in Asia and Latin America was particularly strong this quarter. The World Cup did modestly impact traffic in certain countries, but did not have a material impact on revenues. Foreign exchange impacted revenue positively this quarter, as revenue would have been $26 million lower in Q2 had foreign exchange rates remained constant from Q1 through Q2. Had foreign exchange rates remained constant from Q2 of 05 through Q2 of 06, international revenues this quarter would have been $18 million higher. Turning to TAC, traffic acquisition costs were $785 million, or 32% of advertising revenue. The majority of TAC is related to payments to our AdSense partners. Toolbar distribution deals are typically accounted for as TAC if they are revenue-sharing in nature. In Q2, as in prior periods, TAC related to payments to distribution partners represented an immaterial percentage of advertising revenue. Operating expenses included $107 million in stock-based compensation, totaled $652 million. These expenses included $342 million in headcount-related and facilities expense as we ramped up hiring across our organization, particularly in sales and marketing and R&D, and $49 million in advertising and promotional expenses, including $24 million related to toolbar distribution deals. We expect operating expenses to increase in the future due to continued aggressive hiring as well as marketing programs, including strategic distribution deals. Non-GAAP operating profit, which excludes stock-based compensation, remained strong at $925 million, with non-GAAP operating margins of 38%, a sequential decline during this period of continued investment. As we have previously discussed, margins may decline as we continue to invest in the business. In Q2, CapEx totaled $699 million. A substantial portion of the CapEx was related to opportunistic real estate purchases of $319 million during Q2, about half of which was from existing lease conversions and half from investments to support future growth. The balance of CapEx was largely related to data center builds and infrastructure-related expenditures, including servers and network equipment, as well as data centers. As we further improve and increase the sophistication of our core search and ads, we require customized infrastructure to deliver faster and better service to our users. The significant majority of our infrastructure spending supports our core search and ads platform, with the remainder supporting newer products and initiatives. Our investments in core technology historically have paid off very handsomely for us in terms of our results. Rest assured that the decisions that we're making around capital expenditures are carefully thought out and prudently debated. Note that a significant portion of our CapEx spending is related to build versus lease decisions around data centers and buy versus lease decisions around real estate, and that by making these investments up front, we expect to reduce our overall cost of operations over the long run. We noted during our last call that CapEx growth would be substantially greater than the annual revenue growth rate in 2006, and we continue to anticipate this going into the second half of the year. Now, turning to cash, our balance sheet remained very healthy, with our total cash position standing at nearly $10 billion at June 30th. Cash flow from operations was $841 million, and free cash flow, which we define as cash flow from operations, less CapEx, was $142 million. Q2 free cash flow was significantly impacted by the IT investment, by the investments in IT infrastructure and the real estate that I just discussed. Our effective tax rate for the quarter was 26%, and 27% for the 6 months ended June 30th of 2006. We currently anticipate that our effective tax rate for the full year will be at or below 30%. We recorded a one-time gain from the sale of our investment in Baidu of $55 million. This and the related tax effect have been excluded from our non-GAAP calculation of net income. Turning to headcount, our headcount at June 30th was 7,942, an increase of 1,152 over Q1. While the majority of our hires are still in the U.S., the proportion of employees that are being hired internationally, particularly in India and Ireland, has been steadily increasing, consistent with our efforts to build our operations overseas and develop local products for local markets. We expect to continue to hire aggressively around the world, particularly in Q3, across all functions, especially sales, marketing, and R&D. In closing, I'd like to reiterate that we are pleased with this quarter, despite the seasonal impact on traffic. Looking ahead to Q3, we anticipate traffic levels will continue to reflect slower seasonal patterns, while we do expect to see continued benefits from ongoing ad quality initiatives in future quarters. We will continue to make strategic investments to allow us to maintain our leadership position in search and ads and to pursue additional growth opportunities. And now I'll turn it over to Larry for more comments.
Thanks, George. We continue to focus on helping users worldwide to create, find, and share information. We're focused on improving the user experience online and increasing the usage of Google products. This is how we measure our success. We've excited that we really introduced many new products for international users this quarter. Localizing our products is an important step in broadening our reach with users worldwide and strengthening our brand and share in markets outside the U.S. We delivered nearly 200 localized versions of products in this quarter alone, including Toolbar 4 in 15 new languages, Google Pack in 10 additional languages, Google News in Arabic, Google Talk in 13 languages, and a personalized homepage in 4 languages. We are also making international search a top priority by improving relevance and adding new features. We are bringing more of our products to mobile phone users. Since there's at least twice as many mobile phones than PCs in use globally, and mobile usage is growing faster than PCs, we want to make Google available in a device-independent way. Mobile phone users can now access Gmail News and personalized homepage in French, Italian, German, and more. We launched Maps for mobile in several additional countries, and we are creating more opportunities for advertisers to reach users through mobile devices. We launched mobile ads in Japan in April, and the early results are very positive. We expect to roll out mobile ads in additional countries later this year. We also made some great strides towards growing our developer community, a very important group of partners that will help us grow the Google user base. We also now have APIs available for many of our products, including AdWords, Blogger, Calendar, Maps, Gadgets, and Checkout. And partners like Salesforce.com, Cisco, and SAS are now developing modules with the OneBox API for Enterprise to allow large organizations to search a wider range of corporate data through the Google Enterprise Search appliance. We also continue to broaden our targeted branding solutions for advertisers. Many large and small advertisers are already taking advantage of click-to-play video ads on our content network, while auto companies like GM and Honda are running their TV ads on the Google network as a way to extend their reach from offline to online media. Entertainment companies like Lionsgate and Fox are using Google for branding initiatives. For the release of the movie An Inconvenient Truth, Paramount Vantage selected hundreds of environmental news and independent film sites that they knew would reach their target demographic and ran a 2-minute trailer. The combination of targeted reach and video helped drive people to movie theaters. According to exit polls, over 30% of people who saw An Inconvenient Truth opening weekend were exposed to Paramount's online ads. Now I'll turn it over to Sergey to talk some more about what we're doing for our advertisers.
Thanks, Larry. As Eric mentioned earlier, we continue to innovate in advertising. We introduced some very exciting products and services that allow our base of hundreds of thousands of advertisers to better target their ads and generate more sales. We made it easier for advertisers to manage their accounts quickly and efficiently by offering AdWords Editor for free. We also introduced ad scheduling, which gives advertisers greater control over the timing of the delivery of their ads and allows them to drive greater return on AdWords as a whole. We are constantly making changes to AdWords to improve quality. We believe that by increasing ad quality, our users will continue to rely on ads to find the products and services they are looking for. We believe this is a win for everyone. Our users benefit by finding useful sites, advertisers benefit from qualified leads, and Google benefits from more long-term monetization opportunities. In the quarter, we made numerous changes to the way we serve ads that help us to show the best ad at the best time. For instance, one of our improvements involved showing fewer ads while users were looking for non-commercial information rather than seeking to purchase something, while showing more highly relevant ads when our users are searching for products and services. And finally, we were very happy to introduce Google Checkout this quarter. We have spent a lot of time thinking about how we can help our users more easily shop online while helping our advertisers generate more sales. Studies show that about 63% of users abandon their shopping cart before they complete the buying process. Google Checkout significantly improves and simplifies this process while also benefiting merchants by delivering higher click-throughs, conversions, and ROI. We believe these benefits will increase advertiser spending and bring more advertisers to Google. While we only recently launched Checkout, we have already received very positive feedback from users, and we are seeing very healthy adoption rates from all types of advertisers, from large offline retailers to small online merchants, including Buy.com, Bluefly, Starbucks, Backcountry, and many more. Eric spoke a lot about partnerships, and they will be very important to the success of Google Checkout. We are working with financial institutions like Citi Cards to co-market Checkout to their customers. We have also developed partnerships with e-commerce service providers like GSI Commerce, Monster Commerce, and Channel Advisor to help merchants integrate Google Checkout into their website. We think this is one of the most exciting products we have announced this year and expect to see great results in the near future. And with that, I'll turn it over to Eric.
Well, thanks very much, Sergey. As you can see, we're very, very proud of our results. A couple of themes that you hear through this. One, of course, is the rapid expansion of our international businesses. The world is a very big place, and Google has very much a worldwide mission. You're going to see more and more international focus, international expansion, international growth. Another is the investment in new products has continued to pace. The primary investment, of course, according to our 70% rule, is in search and ads. And when we talk about search, we talk about searching everything, and we talk about ads, we talk about more than just the text ads. Indeed, we have many interesting trials, partnerships, and new products in that space to offer even more advertising services to the audiences worldwide.
we're in a wonderful situation that we're able to now, in fact, increase the standards by which we select and hire new people into the company. Internally, we say we've raised the hiring bar. And even with that, we've been able to continue our expansion in headcount, especially internationally and outside the United States. We talked a little bit about mobile and how important mobile is and how so many people will ultimately be using mobile as their information source. And not just from an information perspective, but also from a monetization perspective, as we mentioned. We don't see any signs of approaching any limits to this vision. The opportunities before us really are unlimited at this point. I wanted to make sure that at the end of this call, we emphasized that Google really is committed to providing the best end-user search experience worldwide, and that's not just on PCs or Macintoshes. It's on every device against every piece of content. And we're going to continue to get better and better at providing the best and most relevant search. It is the core part of what we do. We use feedback from customers. We use, as we test our products, and we're always going to stay true to that with respect to the products that we have now and the many, many products coming up with the future. So with that, thank you very, very much.
That was Google CEO Eric Schmidt in an excerpt from his company's second quarter earnings webcast. I'm Catherine Giraudeau with PodTech News.